Good evening. Today's scripture reading will come from Psalms chapter 71. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Rescue me and deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge to which I can always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of evil and cruel men. For you have been my hope, O sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. From my birth I have relied on you. You brought me forth from my mother's womb. I will ever praise you. I have become like a portent to many, but you are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all day long. Do not cast me away when I am old. Do not forsake me when my strength is gone. For my enemies speak against me. Those who wait to kill me conspire together. They say, God has forsaken him. Pursue him and seize him, for no one will rescue him. Be not far from me, O God. Come quickly, O my God, to help me. May my accusers perish in shame. May those who want to harm me be covered with scorn and disgrace. But as for me, I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more. My mouth will tell you of righteousness, of your salvation all day long. Though I know not its measure, I will come and proclaim your mighty acts, O sovereign Lord. I will proclaim your righteousness, yours alone. Since my youth, O God, you have taught me, and to this day I declare your marvelous deeds. Even when I am old and gray, do not forsake me, O God, till I declare your power to the next generation. You might to all who are to come. Your righteousness reaches to the skies, O God. You who have done great things, who, O God, is like you? Though you have made me see troubles many and bitter, you will restore my life again from the depths of the earth. You will again bring me up. You will increase my honor and comfort me once again. I will praise you with the harp for your faithfulness, O my God. I will sing praise to you with the lyre. O Holy One of Israel, my lips will shout for joy. When I sing praise to you, I whom you have redeemed, my tongue will tell you of your righteous acts all day long. For those who wanted to harm me have been put to shame and confusion. I think that this reading can be summarized in verses 12 to 15. What these verses describe is how David is in trouble and is asking God for help. He tells God, "Do not be far from me," because he feels like God has abandoned him. David had been praying, but nothing was happening. This has happened to me before. I prayed and I felt like God wasn't listening to me. But I'm sure most of you here today have felt like this. You prayed and prayed and nothing happened, or maybe something did happen, but not the way you wanted. My point is that you felt like God wasn't listening to you, and that really hurts. My example of this was when my family and I went to Salinas for our family reunion, and while we were driving, our van blew two cylinders. Our van started to shake like crazy, and it started to make this weird sound. When this all happened, we were already by Santa Barbara, and I thought, this is it. We're stuck here, and there's no one here to help us. So then my dad pulled over and checked the engine, but at the time he didn't know what was happening. So when we had a decision to make, to either continue to drive or to turn around and go home. Now we still had 5 hours of driving left, and with six cylinders, we just weren't going to make it. Luckily, my parents decided to head home, but on the way home, the shaking only got worse. My parents then decided to go to a mechanic. When we got to the mechanic, he said that he wouldn't be able to fix it until the next day. But our family reunion was the next day, so we couldn't do that. At that moment, I prayed just like David did, and after a few hours, nothing was happening. And although David did not get a response from God, he still continued to praise and worship God because he had hope. I also had hope. I knew that God would help us through our situation, which he did, and without him, we would not have been able to get the new SUV we have now. But God does not always respond when we pray. And for me, when God doesn't help me, I start to doubt him. And I start to feel like God doesn't love me. I also start to have this argument that if God was this loving person, why would he let me be in pain and see me suffering? But I know I shouldn't think like this, but it happens and I try to fight it, but it still happens. That's besides the point. The point is to continue to have hope when we are in the worst situations. We have to continue to hope that God will help us through it. And if we are able to do this, if we are able to have hope no matter what, we will have no problem dealing with bad things because hope is the counter to doubt, and we should always remember that. This concludes my lessons for today, and I hope that after today you will continue to worship and praise God no matter what we're going through.